The VFL-listed players in 2015 will be on the Orange team. Meanwhile, for the Black squad, Tom Langdon, Scott Pendlebury, Nathan Brown, Levi Greenwood, his first appearance for the Magpies tonight after crossing, of course, from North Melbourne in the off-season. Nathan Freeman, really excited to get a look at him. Lockie Keefe, Josh Thomas, Jack Crisp, Marley Williams, Ben Sinclair, Jackson Ramsey, Patrick Karnesis, Alan Tuvey, Jordan DeGoey, number 5 draft pick in the National Draft last year, Brendan Abbott, Corey Galt, Jack Frost, Mason Cox, the American, making his first appearance as a Collingwood player, and then 5 VFL players, Jack Hallier, the skipper, Jordan Colopy, Tim Allen, Ben Maloney, and Nick Gray.
I tell you what, the good part about this, Nige, is the players not only have their numbers on their backs, obviously, as Cloak gets an early touch heading forward for the Orange team, but they've also got their names on the back of the jumpers. It was canned by the AFL last season after a trial, but that's also very handy. The only thing we don't have is numbers for the VFL-listed players. But fortunately, you've caught enough VFL football last season, enough Collingwood games, to be able to get us through.
Yeah, it is a little bit easier than a foggy day at Vic Park in the middle of last year. So look forward to seeing those boys. And Jack Hallier, as we mentioned, we won't have a hard time finding him tonight because he'll be in and under at a lot of those stoppages and clearances. We're about 90 seconds in here. No scorers yet. Ball in the attacking half for the Orange team. They're kicking to the Yarra River end of this Olympic Park oval. The Black team will kick to the Olympic Boulevard, or I guess Hisense Arena end here. And as we mentioned, a really good crowd in attendance. First real clean position there for Tony Armstrong. And here's a man who's used to having the share in his hand. Dane Swan flips a little handball over the top. Armstrong, though, couldn't make good of it. And the Black team are about to go into attack for the first time. It's Marley Williams on the left boot from outside 50. Vacant goal square. Getting back, though, and doing nice work there as Ryan Pendlebury really took some risk on. And interesting to see a player wearing a backwards hat to play footy in. But a couple of boys going for the sun protection tonight. Pendlebury's kick out towards Brodie Grundy. But there to shark it is Galt. Half forward now for the Black team. And they again share a chain of handballs to try and take it inside 50. Nathan Freeman couldn't be clean there, and a chance now for the Orange team to go into attack.
Yeah, only temporarily though, as Fasolo had the ball punched out of his hands. In dispute, another chance now for the Black team as they head forward. This looks like Thomas putting the ball in short. And now off hands, the Orange team with a chance to clear Fasolo. Oh, and a tackle right on the last line of defence. Now, what's the umpire said there? It's going to be a free kick for holding the footy, because the other thing we're going to contend with here, Nige, today is a couple of slight rule changes. But the man who's got it in his hands.
Lockie Keefe.
It is Lockie Keefe the Black team.
We're not used to seeing him in the forward line. 40 AFL games. 1 goal last season for a career total of 7.
Oh, it'll be a good start for him to start the 2015 campaign. As Keefe steps in for the team in black. And we wait on the goal umpire. Looks pretty good. That's the first score on the board. And it goes to Team Black, who were 1-6. Orange yet to score. Early stages of this one here on Collingwood Radio. It's Collingwood versus Collingwood. And that's Keith's first for today.
Worth making mention that the merchandise shop opened here this evening at Olympic Park Oval. And a great announcement today with the 2015 Anzac Day game commemorative jumper being released. Outstanding looking piece of merchandise as well, featuring a actual poppy that's been embedded into the actual design of the jumper. They're available now for pre-order, so you can head to collingwoodfc.com.au and head towards the team store for those. And worth, of course, mentioning as well, memberships available here tonight at Olympic Park Oval. Membership title today kicking over 64,500. It is an amazing level of support that the club has. Free kick in the centre of the ground here, and a man who will be closely watched tonight, Nathan Freeman. He'll take it forward inside 50 here for Team Black. Again in the direction of Keefe. Couldn't get hands to the ball. Comes to the fall. Right half forward flank about 40 away from that Olympic Boulevard goal. And we'll have a stoppage and a bounce. 5 metres inside the boundary line. So again, after the first 2 minutes effectively lived in the orange half of the ground, the Black team, through the agency of Lockie Keefe, 1-6, Orange yet to score. And the Orange team again under siege here. Michael Mantee trying to come through. He can't emerge. And again, about a dozen players around this stoppage. Interesting to see the tactics in place for both teams this evening. A few AFL club intra-club practice matches of late have seen one team play the preferred style of game and then the other team almost try and play a counter style just to give a different look rather than, I guess, have two teams playing an identical and perhaps predictable version. Throw in now, Grundy and Galt doing the ruck work. Grundy gets hands to it for Team Orange. Coming in, Karnesis was clean and gets the hands free. And Ben Kennedy sends Matt Goodyear, the draft pick from the Calder Cannons, running. His left foot kick, though, missed the intended target of Broomhead. It's out of bounds. Centre wing about five played with the Orange team up by one straight kick.
I should mention, too, 20-minute quarters tonight. So, cap, no time on. And a couple of players will actually be switching teams in the second half just to add a bit more complexity into the mix. Free kick being pulled out here from the throw-in. And it'll go to Team Black. And Galtz take it from that ruck contest. He sends Team Black heading inside the 50, getting hands to it, Maynard. And he's taken over the line. We'll have it thrown in on that outer side, the Amy Park side of the arena here at Olympic Park, where we've got a heap of people on that side. You think for the first hit out, for a game that hasn't got anything riding on it, this is an excellent turnout, Nige.
Yeah, a little crowd estimate, Pete. I'd say it's nudging its way towards 2,000 people, which is a fantastic turnout as well. Here's Blair, handball free for Broomhead for Team Orange. Ball's on centre wing, again, on that sunny side of the ground. Free kick, it was holding the footy against Tim Broomhead, and one of the men in the hats this evening elects to kick inboard, and Freeman just a little bit exuberant with that hand pass. It's chopped off. Jesse White kick inside 50. Getting back is Travis Cloak. He'll run into the goal square and kick his first goal of the night. And Team Orange draw their first score. 1-6. Team Black 1-6 as well. And it's the key forward so far, Cloak and Keith with them. And nice transition of play. Good to see Jesse White up and covering some ground through the centre part of the ground. And I guess almost the epitome of modern footy there, Pete, with the turnover in the centre of the ground, barely a player in the attacking half, and Travis Cloak in the end was goal side with no one between him and the big sticks.
Yep, the play opened up beautifully there. Cloak, one of the easier goals he's going to kick in his career. So a goal apiece, early stages, opening quarter here on Collingwood Radio. Team Orange taking on Team Black. Not sure if there's any sort of rhyme or reason to the selection of the teams either, Nige, as the ball's in dispute in the middle of the ground. Chance here again for Thomas. Gets the ball out to Ramsey, who kicks up towards half forward for Team Black. We'll try and be as descriptive as we can. Varko goes short for Team Orange. Try and tell you which team's actually got the ball. Swan went without it. Ball still in dispute. Chance here for Degoe, just tracking it towards the line. Is he able to keep it in? He does. Working hard there around the body. Wow, what's happened with this ball? We're right on ground level at the moment. It's gone out of bounds on the full. So there was a shot at goal, but it'll be turned over. Armstrong with the kicking in duties.
And find Sam Dwyer in the shade near the Westpac centre side of the ground. Good kick as well. And Tyson Goldsack, named into that leadership group a couple of weeks ago, brings it in board. Dangerous kick, though, to the point of the square at half-back, but Team Orange can clean up. Little manufactured kick there from side bottom was neat. Hands it off now, Blair to Armstrong, who's had plenty of footy. Kick inside 50 at the toes of Cloak, but he did well to gather. Off to Manteat. Can the rookie steady and kick his first goals of Magpie on the left boot? He misses everything. Out of bounds on the full. And it'll be a Team Black ball from the Yarra River end. 1-6 apiece. And the Collingwood Intra Club here on Collingwood Radio and collingwoodfc.com.au and, of course, on the Collingwood iPhone and Android apps.
Can't lose tonight, Collingwood fans, as Marley Williams bringing the ball in, but it's going to be turned over. And nice mark taken for Team Orange by Manteat. He's been in the play early. Half forward, sends the ball deep and high. Bit of pushing out. Cloak came through, couldn't complete the mark. Now a chance here for Team Black in defence as they work over to our side of the ground, or the Westpac centre end of the ground, or side of the ground. Chris got hands to it. Handball over the top. They're working through the middle of the ground. Chain of handballs. Freeman got hands on it. Now a long ball deep inside the 50 is good again. A chance here, another goal for Team Black. Almost, yes. Dropped the footy from Cox, but he's put it through. And there is the second goal for Team Black. And again, a great build-up of play, really free-flowing footy.
Did I hear that correctly? Who kicked the goal then?
number 46.
Mason Cox.
Mason Cox.
Would that be his Jonathan Bernard from the media team in front of me here, fellow North American of Mason's, would that be his first goal in football? Would that be his first ever goal? Mason Cox is on the board, the man from Oklahoma State University.
That's what happens here in these inter-club games.
Outstanding. So Team Black, 2 straight 12. Team Orange, 1 straight 6. We're joined here on our coverage by a man who's currently recovering from his ACL, and we hope to see him in the black and white stripes very quickly, and also carving out quite a good career as a special comments man in the media. Brent McCaffer joins us. Caff, thanks for your time on Collingwood Radio.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
As the ball goes into attack here for Team Orange, just give us an update on the recovery process at the moment in your knee, Rico.
Yeah, mate, it's been a bit slower than last time I did my knee. The knee itself's pretty good. The hamstring where the graft was taken out of, it's given me a little bit of grief, the scar tissue and all that sort of stuff. So I'm just trying to get that right at the moment, but just started, had a couple of weeks off running and just to try and settle it down, but back jogging again now. So as you said, hopefully a couple of months away from it.
And Pete, we've got a goal to Team Orange.
Yeah, to Elliot for Team Orange. So where are we with the goals and behinds at the moment? Two goals apiece, and pretty even start as you would expect. The tactics tonight, Nige was just talking about a little bit earlier, where we've seen in a couple of the other matches being played around the place that there's two different game styles in play here with the teams.
Yeah, I think the guys, they'll go out, we'll be pretty similar, I would have thought, in what we want to do. Obviously, you know, we play next week, it's not that far away, so there'll be pretty similar things, but there'll be different times where one team will be trying to slow the ball up and practice that type of style, and the other team might be trying to go quick, and just those different types of game scenarios that you want to practice that you're going to come into once the season starts. So at times we might see one team, you know, trying something different than the other team, slowing it up and trying to hold possession of the footy at times.
The Queenslanders, Jesse White and Lockie Keefe doing battle on the ruck. Ball towards Braden Maynard on that outer half forward flank. Over the line, out of bounds. We'll have a throw in slightly into attack towards the Olympic Boulevard end of the ground. 2 straight 12 apiece. Team Black and Team Orange, the squads in action tonight in the Collingwood Intra Club here on Collingwood Radio. Engine star Brent McCaffer joining us here in this first term. Unable to get the hands free there as the captain in Scott Penderbury, and something you don't see too often. He's done for holding the footy, so it'll be a free kick to Alex Fasolo for Team Orange from halfback on that Amy Park side of the ground. He pierces a kick low, looking for Sam Dwyer. Too much on it, though, and it is will go to Team Black and the high draft pick for the Magpies in the 2014 NAB AFL Draft, Jordan DeGoey, product of the premiership-winning Oakley Chargers with the free, but he's poked his kick out of bounds on the full, and it'll be a ball for Team Orange halfback on that outer side.
Have you felt that it's been a longer build-up? Obviously, we're starting the season later, but in terms of getting into pre-season, it's a very long pre-season before we head into the NAB Challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, different from previous seasons. Obviously, the season's been pushed back, so the guys have been, you know, had a lot of time to work on their fitness and the structures and just the game knowledge in general of how we want to play this year, which has probably been a good thing, having such a younger group, giving them more time to work on those types of things. So, I mean, but the staff's been very good in, you know, giving us days off here and there to sort out and being overly long.
Team Orange heading forward here, but the ball's been turned over. Pendlebury getting involved in the chain of handballs, working there with Thomas to Ramsey, back to Thomas, as they clear up towards centre wing. Carnesis with the cap backwards, hands it to his teammate, also with the cap backwards, in Pendlebury, who sets sail for home. It's a big kick. It's going across the face, although a free kick, I think, has been picked out by the umpire. What's the call here? It is. So the trailing umpire making the call. And it looks like it'll be a free kick to Team Black, yeah, the way they're setting up.
Corey Galt looks like he'll be the man who will take the shot on goal from inside the goal square.
So directly in front for Corey Galt. As he takes plenty of time, steps in, very deliberate approach, and he puts it through. So the call coming there after the ball was released. There's a goal, and being an intra-club gate, no one knows who to cheer for exactly, so we just split the difference and we get nothing. Everyone's just content just to sit back and just watch it all go by.
Caff, you're sporting a rather nice Golden State Warriors snapback this evening. Mate. What are your thoughts on the boys wearing hats for a competitive game of footy? No contention from some of the older school coaches to say,
no,
get that off?
No, obviously not. I think, you know, the sun's out. It's been a pretty warm day, so the boys have stuck it on, but probably makes it easier for us guys to recognise who's got the ball at times, I suppose.
A big influx of players in the off-season. Three in the trade period. Jack Crisp from Brisbane, Levi Greenwood and Travis Varko from North Melbourne and Geelong, respectively. How have you seen their summers?
Yeah, they've all come to the club and all added something different, and they've all fit in really, really well to the group. Travis comes straight in, and from day dot, he's hasn't been afraid to speak up and give so much advice to all the younger boys, but also the older boys as well. It's a new and sort of youngish type leadership group, and those guys, those five guys in that leadership group at times have gone to Trav and, you know, seek out him for advice, and obviously he's come from a system that's been so successful for so long, so he's been fantastic. Levi Greenwood, a bit of an injury interrupted start, but he's starting to get back into it now, and he's just going to be another hard nut around the footy, I suppose, to help us cover that loss of Beamsy and Bawley as well, so he's going to be massive. And Jack Crisp, he's a bit of a utility, he's a great size, and I think they're pretty keen to get him through that midfield mix as well, and with his big body, I think he's going to be pretty handy in there.
Swan gets hands to it again, works with Varko, we've been talking about, back to Swan. The ball there into the path of Fasolo. It's off hands. Team Black looking to push forward here. They're not going to pick it up cleanly. And it's going to be turned over again. It's going to be a scrappy game. Blair getting the handball out for Team Orange. Back to Swan. He's been pretty good early stages of this one as the ball heading towards the line. And Ramsey will see it over. Centre wing on the Westpac's centre side of the ground. How do you get the guys into the club? Do you have get-togethers? What do you do to get the players in with the team?
Yeah, as soon as we found out that those three guys that we just spoke about we'd picked up in the trade week, I dare say most of the boys would have been straight on the blower to them, and phone calls and text messages welcoming to the club. And as soon as they were in town, there was guys catching up with them and getting to know them and stuff like that. And the same with the first year boys as well. It's the older guys were really quick to get them into the club and even do a couple of training sessions with them and take them out for dinner and just try to make them feel as comfortable as possible. And I think the sooner you can do that and make them feel comfortable in your environment, the sooner they're going to start playing good footy and it's going to translate out into the park and in training.
Well, I think you all remember what it's like to walk into a football club like this for the first time too. So anything you can do to make that a little bit easier?
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a daunting thing. You go from one day you're watching these guys on TV and, you know, a month later you're at that footy club and you're hanging around with your idols. So, yeah, we don't forget what that's like. So it's a great experience for them.
Team Black inside 50 here, leading 3-2. And we almost had our first blemish of the evening, but Jordan DeGoey's quick snap actually made its way to the right behind post and out of bounds on the full. So Team Orange take the footy as we tick close towards the end of this first period here in the Collingwood Intra Club. In preparation, of course, for that NAB Challenge game in a week's time against Hawthorn at Aurora Stadium in Launceston. 3-2, the score currently. All single goal kickers. Good to see Travis Cloak and Jamie Elliott, the leading goal kickers last season, already having hit the scoreboard in 2015. Free kick here, and what little sun is left on that Amy Park side of the ground. We'll go the way of Corey Galt. His young developing tools, Brent. Corey Galt going into his fourth year on the list now, but really started to show something towards the back half of 2014.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big year for Corey, and he got a little bit of a taste of it towards the end of last year against Hawthorn. I think kicked a couple of goals from memory. So his first couple of years were riddled by injury, but as we saw last year, he got a bit of a run at it towards the end. And, you know, he's a big lump of a lad. He's always keen to learn. He attacks the footy really hard, and he's got a really sticky pair of hands as well. So, and generally a really reliable shot at goal as well. So a big opportunity for him here. If he can put on a good display, we could see him lining up next week against Hawthorn.
Well, the play is hugging the Amy Park side of the ground, where all the spectators are, but it's a million miles away from where we are. Kennedy takes the mark on centre wing. A lot of whistles going off. Talk about the umpires. This is the proper umpires are here. The AFL-listed umpires are here tonight. As Grundy sets Team Orange deep inside the 50. Cloak broke the pack, couldn't complete the mark. Chance here for Langdon going around the body for Team Black. And that's gone to the running track. It's a magnificent facility here that you've got. To be able to have, you've got the running track, the oval's in beautiful nick. You've got the community centre in development here. It's just a magnificent facility.
Yeah, the change that's happened here over the last, I suppose, 12 to 18 months has just been massive, and we're pretty blessed to be right in the middle of, you know, Melbourne, really, with the best facilities going around. So, yeah, we're very lucky with what we've got here.
Some neat touches here from Nathan Freeman and Tom Langdon, and Scott Pendlebury doing what Scott Pendlebury does best, inventing great peripheral vision, and then the spread from the contest. Ball in the hand now of Marley Williams, halfback on our broadcast side of the ground. Kick short, and Ben Maloney with footy in hand, one of the VFL-listed players, just going to launch on that left boot of his to half forward. Flies are plenty, Goldsack among them. Mantidi's had some ball in this opening term. Hands off to Kennedy, who gave it to Armstrong. And that is quarter time here at Olympic Park Oval at the Westpac Centre, the opening quarter of Collingwood's last intra-club for 2015, leading into the NAB Challenge. Team Black, 3 straight, 18. Team Orange, 2 straight,
3-1-19. Team Black, Carnese has scored behind in that opening.
So 3-1-19, Team Black, Team Orange, 2 straight, 12. The goal kickers to quarter time, all singles. Lockie Keefe, Corey Galt, Mason Cox getting on the scoreboard for Team Black. Meanwhile, for the men in orange, Travis Cloak and Jamie Elliott.